I'd like to just take a week, and I'll sponsor a week's program. $295, and you can put $295 in, you know, listen to the radio, say, you know, I provided the means for this to go out on the airwaves to 3,600 people. And so just, and you receive a reward. We're sowing into God's kingdom, and there's tremendous benefits that come as a result. Others of you might want to say, you know what, every month I'll take care of the day, which would be $55. And just put it in, $55 mark for the radio. Just know, I provide a day where we reach 3,600 people with the gospel and sharing. And I tell you, there are good fruit is coming back through the radio. I don't think we could invest any greater way to raise the profile of the church, to get our message out to people, and to see even a response of people coming to the church and either getting saved, or people that have come and saved and baptized them through the radio ministry. That's how they first heard about it, through the radio ministry. So I encourage you to give this one. I've taken some time, but I normally don't take a lot of time talking about the radio ministry. So we're going to ask the ushers if they would come forward right now. So we're going to receive our offering and also the radio ministry. Can we just pray? Father, I thank you for this ministry that you have provided, a means for us to go out and to get into people's homes that we could never knock on the door and get in. But Lord, some people driving in cars and some people in their homes, they can be reached with the gospel. They can be strengthened as Christians and encouraged to be better. And Lord, that you are building your kingdom through this ministry. I ask that you would move upon our members, Lord, to sow into this ministry that we would not have any lack financially. We pray in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. We will receive your offering at this time. Well, we have a special speaker today. But then again, he's not so special. He is special. It is a special message. But I mean that he's not special in the sense we know Neil's. And we thank the Lord for this fine family that's here. And they minister in our third service every Sunday afternoon in Spanish, translated to English, and it's a great 70 people on average meeting here in our third service. So it's a great ministry. I've asked Niels if he would share this morning, but I've asked him if he would share in English, and that's a stretch for him. He speaks very well, better than he thinks, but I know when you're speaking, it's hard enough just getting your thoughts straight. And it's even harder if you're speaking in a second language, getting your thoughts straight, and then trying to find the word to say what you want to say. But I know that there is an anointing on this man, anointing to preach, and I had the taste of the first service, so I can speak with confidence. He's going to do well this morning. Would you welcome Neil to the conference?
Thank you, Pastor Ken. I'm still nervous. Well, it's not the first time I'm going to be there. The hard time is, I'm still nervous. Well, I was thinking, how can I start this message today? So I was thinking and making a joke. And people who's here on the first service, they hear this. Like 5-4 years ago, we went to we were in Peru, and we went to a mission trip with people from America. When I say America, I refer to the United States. There were, we call that people from America. So these people coming there, and we start, you know, going to different places there in Peru. And one of those, the leader, he will start, you know, learning Spanish. And he says something, you know, we were very small group, but maybe 20 or 30 people there. And he said to me and my brother, he said, Neos and Steve, la vieja estuvo muy buena. So everybody started looking at him like this. He noticed that. You know, he meant to say the trip was very good. But he said the old lady is very hot. So he was at that time embracing a lady, and the lady started looking like him like, what's going on here? So we started laughing about it. Something happened like that. Okay, so it's not my fault, it's Pastor Ken's fault, so be patient with me, my family, so pray for me, I can be very clear in his message. I pray for that today. And I want to talk about GPS. Everybody knows what is a GPS, right? GPS, remember a long time ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, we got to go and buy the device and Future Shop or whatever store you go there. So you go and buy your program, you know, the maps and everything. Now we have the GPS and our cell phones. I'm not a good man in technology and stuff like that. My wife and my wife. So maybe 1.5 months ago, I got to go to a conference, a ministry conference in Mississauga. So that was my first time using that GPS. First time. So I called my wife. She was very busy, so she didn't say anything to me. I just start, I'm getting mad. And I said, okay, I got to do it for myself. I was half an hour trying to make, you know, that GPS working in myself. Because I'm not a techie, you know, I'm not good in technology. My wife is good like that. I never did a GPS because my wife is always with me in my side. So don't get me wrong, it's not it. You know, she's my GPS, but she knows everything about technology. So at that time, I just go there and it was very good. Feels very good. I go to my place, to my direction, and I don't get lost. You know, the process to go there to that conference. So it was very good. I want to tell you something today. God, He got a system for us in the same way, a GPS. I call this God's purpose system. My question to do today for you is, you know what is your purpose? You know your purpose in life? In the morning, everybody say yes, you know that. But really? If we know our purpose, this church is going to be filled with people. If you wake every day in the morning and you just wash your hand, your face, if you do that, maybe you can't, but you know, wash your face and you know, and just go eat some breakfast, go to work, come back to your house, have dinner, just talk to your wife a little bit, go to sleep, and the same every day, and nothing happened in your life, that's because maybe you don't know your purpose of life. If you sat every day because you don't know your purpose of life, when you find your purpose, you find the joy of the Lord. When you find your purpose, you find the direction, the destiny that you have to go. So let us go to Proverbs 19:21. And the Bible says this, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. I'm going to read it again. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. Purpose is more important than plans. If you make plans every day, we make plans every day, you know. We plan that the week. My wife, she's a very organized person, so she always tries to make plans for every day. That's good. But if you don't know your purpose, you're wasting your time. Maybe you're doing something right now that is not your calling. Maybe you're doing something right now that is not what the Lord had a purpose for you in that place. Let me tell you something right now. If we make plans before we know our purpose in life, we are wasting our time because purpose is the big picture, the main idea. Purpose is the big picture, the main idea. When we know God's purpose for us, there's no bad thing for us. Nothing is wrong. Everything is good. When something happens in your life, when you know your purpose, it's just experience. Let us go to Romans 8:28. The Bible says this, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Pay attention to the last part. According to His purpose. So everything is good when you know your purpose. So what happened yesterday that made you mad is good when you know your purpose.
Yes.
That money you maybe miss for those who do something wrong in your finances is good when you know your purpose. When you know your purpose, everything that happened in your life is experience. And that experience led you to know the big God you have. Let me tell you something. Maybe you lack for something today, and problems in your house, in your marriage, in your family, with your kids. But when you find your purpose, you're going to give a hand to them to find your purpose.
Yes.
A victorious marriage is when they know the purpose of life. A church, when they know the purpose, nothing can stop the church.
Amen.
At this moment, for me, this is going to be a place of miracles and signs and wonders. I believe in a real God. They can do anything when we ask them. For me, that's why I'm not alive right now. Not bringing people to go inside of the church. Not because we preach good, not because Pastor Ken, not because Pastor Larry, not because of the worship band we have. It's because the presence of the Lord is so real in you. They need that presence of the Lord in his heart, in their heart. We have to do that. We have to find a purpose so that we can be that church, that victorious church that the Lord plants in this city. To find a purpose in life, we got to ask ourselves four questions. The first question is this: who am I? That's identity. The second question is, where do I come from? That's the source. The third question is, what can I do? That's your potential. And the fourth is, where am I going? That's destination. That's why it's so important to know our purpose. You know what? I say this with all due respect, but we preach a lot about prosperity. That's good, because I believe the Lord will prosper their people. I believe that with all my heart. But sometimes we don't preach about purpose, and we got people that are good listeners, but they don't do anything outside the church. It's people dying outside the church, and we don't do anything. We're happy with the people that's here. Oh, I see my brother next Sunday. Oh, how are you, brother? Good. Lord bless me. Good, brother. I give you a hug right now. There's people dying outside, and we don't do anything about it. We find our purpose. We position ourselves to receive the Holy Spirit power in our life. So we can do anything when we do this. Who am I? We got to go to the first part of this message. Who am I? That's identity. We gotta go to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Oh, glory to God. This is so beautiful. I set you apart. I appoint you as a prophet to the nations. Before you were born, I chose you. Your purpose was before you were. You're not an accident of your mom and your dad. You're not a product of a revival night of your father and your mom. You are somebody with a purpose. The Lord got a big special plan for you. But if you start thinking in your plans, you're never going to see the big picture. The big picture. I remember when I was here in Canada, the first time I was here, well, I got maybe 1 month married with my wife. We went to Niagara Falls. We went to the moving theater. Somebody been there before? Moving theater? What is that? So you go there, you pay, and you go inside and in a safe and move. So they put you a movie there, and you start seeing the movie. They throw some wire, some, you know, smoke there. And you say, why? Because you don't think that's real. Because you focus your attention and the being is in front of you.
Yes.
When you know your purpose,
yes,
nothing gonna stop you because you're gonna see the big picture.
Yes.
That's another thing happening right now, because you know something great is coming for you because you know your purpose. Get focused in the Lord and his purpose for your life. When you do that, you will understand living a victorious life. The name of Jesus, I pray that. The name of Jesus, I pray that. I'm Peruvian, you know that. Well, not everybody knows that. If you hear me talking, you know I'm Peruvian, and I'm from here. That's why I don't speak English too well. Pastor Ken say I speak English well. I speak great Spanish, Pastor Ken. And I speak tongues better than English too. So I speak three languages here. I'm Peruvian. I love Peruvian food. I love Peruvian music, and because I'm Peruvian, I can hide my identity. I can hide that. Whatever I go, people know that and speak Spanish. Oh, let me tell you something. Peru is not part of Mexico. Because one day somebody asked me, I say, where are you coming from? I say, Peru. Oh, that's close to Acapulco or no? Peru is a different country. Just let you know about that. So I love Peruvian food. I love my country because it's my country. I can hide that. But I'm Canadian too. I love this country too. Wow. When Peru and Canada play soccer, so I shoot for Peru. Why? Because Peru is better in soccer than Canada. So I shoot the winner. I say, Peru, go Peru. But when Canada plays hockey against Russia, I'm Canadian, eh? Oh, yeah, I'm Canadian. I speak English at that time. Nobody can speak Spanish right now because I'm Canadian. You know, I put my flag and everything and say, go Canada, go Canada. Because I love Canada too. So I can hide my identity. My people in the church, they are all sinners outside these walls. Are you Christian? Oh no, my mom is a Christian and my dad. You go to church too? Sometimes when I have some free time Sunday, I go there. We can hide. Wherever you go, people, they want to see something different. And that difference is the presence of the Lord. Wherever you go, people want to see the Holy Spirit moving into life. I believe that with all my heart. We can't deny our identity. We can't hide that. We can't. It's impossible. We gotta go to the second point right now. Where do I come from? That's the source. We gotta go to Romans 9:26. Say this, and in the very place where I was saying to them, you are now my people, there they will be called children of the living God.
Yes.
I'm going to repeat that part again so you can get excited. Children of the living God.
Yes.
Daniel, you got to put more sound in this. Children of the living God.
Yes.
So wherever you go, you are children of God. You got to start walking different right now on earth.
Yes.
You got to start walking with more style. Looking different.
Yeah.
We're children of God. Your father is the King of Kings.
Yes.
The Lord of Lords.
Yes.
If you want to add something there to the walking, you don't even do this. Do you know this? Because it's special. Not because you got a lot of stuff in your life, because God is in you.
Yes.
Can you pass me that one? I'm going to show you something right now. I forgot to do this in the morning. Thank you for passing me the balloon. Okay, I'm gonna do this. You're my family, so I can do anything. This is a light blue balloon. Yeah? This is a light blue balloon. What's the difference? The difference between this and this bowl is what is inside.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that again. The difference between those bowls, what is inside. The difference between you and the world is what is inside you.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is inside of your life. So that's the difference. You can go to the destination because the Holy Spirit is inside of your life. You can do anything. You can do anything because God is in your side.
Nobody can stop you because you know your purpose, you know where you came from. He is your Savior. Pay attention to this. Children of the living God. This is what I was practicing maybe. Your prominence. Huh? Your prominence defines your future. Your prominence defines your success.
Yes.
I want to make a question today. Do you know how much you are worth? Do you know how much you are worth? Don't look at your clothes. Don't look at your shoes. Don't look at your wallet. I'm talking about you. Do you know how much you are worth? Do you know that you belong to the real God? The Almighty God. You know that He sent His only begotten Son to die in the cross and pay for your sin. So the pay, the price for you was the blood of Jesus Christ. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. So whatever you go, you're going to understand that you are somebody. You are the Son of the living God. You are the daughter of the living God. God is fighting you. He's fighting for you wherever you go. He is on your side. Which, listen to this. Your value is given to you by your source. That's powerful. Your value is given to you by your source. Peru, we got a lot of gold there. Peru. You go to Africa, they got a lot of diamonds. So they ask you first, where did that gold come from? From Peru, how's good gold? The diamond from Peru. Oh. Not good. They don't have diamonds. So the value of something is for the province, for the source. Your value is given to you by your source. What is your source? Who is your source? The Almighty. Omnipotent, God, God, Lord of the Lords. He is our source. He is our source. Psalms 33:11 says, "But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purpose of His heart through all generations." Your purpose is so powerful, they can affect all generations. You and me right now are here because somebody understands the purpose. Jesus started preaching to thousands, but just 12 find the purpose. And because of those 12, you and me are right here right now in this church, listening to the God, the Word of God.
Yes.
So if you know your purpose, you can affect generations. The purpose is so powerful. That's why the devil is always trying to take us apart from that calling. Sometimes we pay more attention to the stuff that happens in our life than the real God can do anything. He can change everything in our lives. It's time to understand our calling. Your purpose is powerful to affect all generations. What can I do? That's potential. God put His potentiality in us, the seed of His power in our hearts. Nothing is impossible if we believe. I want to repeat this again. Nothing, say with me, nothing is impossible if we believe. And again, nothing
is impossible.
Nothing is impossible. When you set your heart to believe that the one who promised is faithful. I set my heart to believe that He is faithful to do that. I set my heart to believe that He is able to do anything. Because He promised that.
He's not meant to lie. He's not meant to lie. Whatever he said he wanna do it, he will do it. You just gotta believe that. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who what? Say it again. But the real word in Greek is, he gave me the potentiality to do it. He gave me the power to do it. So I can do anything, everything through Christ, because I got God power on me. So nothing can stop me because God power is in my life. So whatever I do, his power is working with me. If I stay right here, his power is right here. If I say something, his power is not walking off, going through my words.
Yeah.
I'm almost 35 years old. I'm born in Peru. 8 pounds. Beautiful baby. Still beautiful. I was very beautiful that time. It was so beautiful day, you know, my mom. I was filming commercials at that time. That's right. But I came still being a baby. I'm a man right now. When you are growing in your life in Christ, you gotta understand something. Seasons. They will change. But his power, his love, his peace never change. Never change. The word shalom means nothing broken, nothing missing. Knowing that everything is good between my God and myself. Knowing your purpose is finding the peace, the shalom of God. We gotta go to Mark 9:23. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believe. All things are possible. You have to believe that God is faithful to do whatever he promised. Let me tell you something. God is here. And when God is here, his head starts moving around. And just his presence is so powerful. They can change everything around you. If you're sick, you're going to be healed right now. You're going to be healed right now. If you got problems in your marriage or whatever, the Lord can fix everything. He is the one who can do it. He will do it. He has the power to do it. His presence is in this place. I believe that God is faithful to do whatever he promised. I believe that with my heart. We're going to the last point. Where am I going? That's destination. Purpose marks your beginning and your end. Purpose mark your beginning and your end. When you know that, so you know when you start and when you stop. That's so important. That's why it's so important to know our purpose of life. Until you fulfill your purpose here on earth, you will not die. Maybe you don't believe that. I believe that with all my heart. Jesus born here in this earth. More than 2,000 years ago, he fulfilled his purpose. He go back to his father. You know what was his purpose? You. He died on the cross for you. He fulfilled his purpose, and then he said, okay, it's time to go. So don't be scared when you go in the plane. Start shaking. Nothing gonna happen because you are in the plane. Don't be scared of anything. My kid, Hosea, he was very sick a few years ago. Nothing happened. You know why?
Because God healed him because of the purpose. Because of the purpose. I know his destination. I know his ministry. Why? Because the Lord has purpose for everybody in this place. We are a unique God with unique people and with unique callings.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I never want to use a skinny jean. I never want to use a skinny jean. You know why? Because skinny jeans are for skinny people. That's true. If it doesn't fit you, it's not yours. Don't waste your time doing something. It's not your calling. How do I know my calling? But you gotta know your purpose first. You gotta know your purpose first. That's why people wanna sing, and they don't know how to sing. It's true. Maybe the Lord called you to do something else. And when you find that place, you will not have the joy of serving the Almighty God with all your heart. We gotta go to Acts 28, verse 3. The Bible says this, but when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat. Because of what?
The heat.
Say it again.
The heat.
And fasted on his head. Nothing happened to Paul because he knew his purpose. I can imagine this picture, you know. Paul walking around, you know, the viper hanging in his hair. Nothing happened. Why? Because he knew his purpose. People start waiting, you know, okay, 1 hour he's gonna die. 1 hour passed. Nothing happened. Or 2 hours, he's gonna die. Nothing gonna happen to you until you fulfill your ministry. There's something symbolic here I wanna try to explain to you with my best English I can. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire. Where?
Fire.
He was making a fire. Why? Because the place was very cold. When you start making fire, the viper wanna come out. It's gonna go out. Say it again. When you start making fire, the viper who's the Bible?
It's the devil.
When you start putting your trust in the Lord, when you start worshiping Him in any time, all the time, the Bible is going to come out. To do what? To take your focus and your purpose. Let me tell you something right now. When you have a relationship with God, nothing can stop you. Because you know He's able to do anything.
Yes.
He's able to do what He promised in His Word.
Yes.
You want to believe that with all your heart. When the snake bit him, the people were waiting for Paul to die, but nothing happened. Hours passed by, nothing happened. Why? Because that place, that Bible, was an experience for Paul. When you know your calling, whatever happened in your life is just an experience for you. It's just an experience. It's an excuse to know the real God is in your side. That's what happened. We are about to the last verse right now. And I may know the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand and I will do all that I please. God always starts from the end. Listen to me. It's not because of my English I say this. God always starts from the end. So God made the purpose, finished the purpose, and He put you in the beginning. I want to say to this plane right now because I think they get it. God finished the purpose, finished everything, and then put you in the beginning. So what happened? When you walk in your life, you gotta make sure something right now. You gotta understand something. Nothing can stop you to go to your destination because God is with you all the time. Oh, I started maybe trouble around it. Doesn't matter. You can stand up again and keep walking because the God is with you all the time. Because the Lord is your strength all the time. You gotta believe that with all you have. God is with you. God is fighting for you all the time. So don't worry about today. Maybe you are facing a problem. Maybe you are lacking on something today. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Because victory is already given to you.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Don't worry about anything. This is my side. Don't worry about anything. Because victory is yours.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to write this out. Don't worry about anything because victory is yours. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Don't be scared of anything. Because the Lord gives you the victory.
Hallelujah.
2,000 years ago. We got to understand this today. It's so important to understand our purpose so we can go to our destination. More than 5 years ago, my marriage almost get destroyed, our marriage. And it was my fault and a lot of stuff happened at that time. I thank the Lord for my wife because she's a woman of prayer. She prays a lot. She knows that. In the most hard time of my life, she was praying for me. And she remembered every day my purpose.
Yes. Yes.
That's the only reason why we and her are together. Because when the devil destroys our marriage, it's not just the marriage, it's the purpose.
Yes.
It's the ministry.
Yes.
It's the calling. So I come to the church and I start sitting down at the last pew. And then the Lord started remembering my call. One Wednesday, Pastor can maybe not remember this. Prayer night, Wednesday, encounter night, I was in the last pew in that side. We were praying, and Pastor can come to me and he said something to me. He said, "The Lord tell you this, it's time to do ministry." So for me, that was an answer. I was waiting for my time. Am I still waiting for the big picture?
Yes.
Because I want a big picture. I can see the big picture. I invite today so you can see the big picture in your life and your ministry too. If we know our purpose as a church, nobody can stop us. Nothing can stop us. Can you stand up, please, for me today? Victory is already ours. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your church, this beautiful church, Lord, that we find our purpose in this city, in this area, that we can fulfill our calling, Lord. Thank you for your presence in this place, and I give you the glory, the honor, for the leaders of this church, that we can have a unity in your name by the Holy Spirit, that we can hear your voice all the time. Father, I bless my brothers and sisters today. I bless your children in the name of Jesus. And I pray for a release of your power. Right now, I speak your name, the power of your name, in your people right now. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. Because you deserve it. It's yours. And victory is ours. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
And everybody say,
amen.
Glory to God. Can somebody pray? We're going to pray for you right here in the phone. If it's not, you can go home.
God bless you. You got a special place in heaven because you listened to me today. So, so kind. Thank you. God bless you. Name of the Lord.
Sadly, you don't like it. Oh my goodness.